Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Game Dev Show. I'm Kat Harris, a technical evangelist at Microsoft, and today we'll be talking about polishing your game with particle effects in Unity. So polishing your game. Particles are a really easy way to get that extra like pizzazz, and Unity makes it really easy to get started. You have a lot of the game development and the game mechanics finished, but now you kind of want to add to it to make it feel like it's a complete game. So particles are a small way that you can do that. You can do fog effects, explosions, water effects, lighting effects, a lot of cool things to kind of give it an extra oomph and kind of level up your game in terms of like quality and how it looks. So yeah, let's get started. So we're here in Unity. And this is a project that I've kind of been working on. If any of you have seen the show The 100, it's kind of like that. It gave me the idea where your character is walking, at least in this part of the game, your character is walking around. And all of a sudden, this yellow fog appears. And once your character starts running into the yellow fog, your character starts to lose some health. Not like the best situation for your character, as like you're trying to move around and stuff and you're just slowly, there's still like fog everywhere and you're kind of, for demo purposes, I don't really go anywhere. But these are all just particle effects, and you can see, you can do collisions with particles, you can make cool fog, you can do lighting effects, and there's a lot of different things that you can do with particles. And so I'm just gonna play through and game kind of ends and we're done. Game over. You died. So going back to the blank scene, just right click in your hierarchy and select particle system. And there you have it. Particles. Very, very easy. Unity tries to make it as simple as possible to kind of make your own systems and edit other people's systems and kind of make your game polished the way you want it to be. So, again, if you're new to Unity, there's this thing on the right called the inspector, and the inspector has all the components that go within a specific game object. So I've selected the particle system, and you can see that it has this particle system component and this default particle material. So the default particle material tells you what type of shape your particles will be taking. So this default material is a simple white light with a black alpha channel and uses the alpha blended pre-multiply shader. You can't change this one, but if you create your own material for your own particle system, you can change the different type of shaders depending on what type of texture you have. And I'll go into that a little bit later. But the major part and the main part of kind of making your particle system your own and editing a particle system is the particle system component. So what a particle system is really just a default emitter kind of shooting out a sprite in a certain direction with a shape, and then whatever type of, I guess, components or attributes that you set for it. So currently, this particle system is using the home module, the emission module, the shape module, and the render module. So before I go into any more modules, I'm going to pause it real quick and add some ground for the particle, not underneath it, so I can see what is happening in my scene a bit and let the particles interact with other objects within my scene. Right. So the first module we'll look at is the main module. The main module controls the properties of the system overall. So like the duration is how long the particle system will play. Looping then goes, okay, if you play for 5 seconds, you're just going to play that simulation over and over and over again. Start delay is like when the particle should actually start being emitted. So you play on awake, which this down here, the play on awake determines whether or not the particles will play, but the start delay will then delay the actual emission of the particles. Start lifetime and start speed all dictate kind of how the particles will be emitted into your scene. If we change some of these values, you can see the emission of the particles and the way they behave will change as well. So my start delay will remain 0, start lifetime 5, system will be, let me start changing some stuff like the speed. Let's make the speed 2, kind of want it slower. And the start size will be 4, gonna make them like really big particles. No, let's just make it like 3. Yeah. And then no rotation because I kind of like what it's doing. And the modifier, well, we can put a little bit of rotation. Let's do start rotation. So if you look at these values on values, they have an arrow on the side. And each one of these arrows can be pulled down to say constant, curve, random between two constants, or random between two curves. So I'll do random between two constants, and it'll be 0 and 15 degrees, and let's see here, play on awake and 1,000 particles. Cool. So now when we simulate, there we go. So we can see that the particles will only last 5 seconds, and they're currently just these semi-white lights being bounced around. Start size, maybe I should just put it back to 1. Nah, 2. So that's, if you wanted it to kind of like hit the ground or last a bit longer, we can make it 8. And that way you can see, or maybe 10. That way you can see the particles lasting a bit longer. And change this to 10. Sorry. So now you have the duration will last 10 seconds, and that way you can see the entire lifetime of the particle. So you see. However, they keep going forever. Until that 10-second mark is hit. So maybe like 8 seconds, 7 seconds. So you can slowly see on the left how it's going down. If I probably hit 6 seconds, it'll be right there dying. Start color, I kind of want to make this acid, foggy, kind of nuclear waste. So I'm going to do a random between two colors. And if you click on the actual color, so that white color, I'm going to change this to like a green. Yeah, that kind of looks like, what is it, plutonium, uranium, or something. And kind of like maybe a lighter green. Green. There we go. That looks like crazy radiation. Maybe make this a bit more yellow. So we have this green and yellow particles that are coming out in this fountain shape that last 6 seconds, and the looping for the system is 5 seconds with a start speed of 2 and size of 2. Cool. So let's go to the emission. Emission is kind of how many particles get released per second. So currently, It's 10 per second. However, you can change this to random between two constants, random between two curves. You can also change it instead of time, you can use distance. I like using time for most of my stuff, but you don't have to. So I'm gonna do random between two constants, and I wanna make it like 3 and 5. Again, I don't wanna have too many particles. I don't need them. And again, too many will slow down your scene, especially if you're worried about performance for, let's say, a mobile game. And now the shape. So, oh, real quick, let me go to bursts. So you can add in bursts that are based on time, and it'll burst a certain amount. So you can see how it'll go between a min and max of 30. So let me do 10 and 30. So sometimes it'll be 10, sometimes it'll be 30, and it will, every 3 to 5 seconds, will have a burst of that amount. So at time zero, in the 5 second interval, it'll explode. And if I add another burst at time two, it'll go 1, 2, or 0, 1, 2, explode, 3, 4, 5, 0, 1, 2, explode, 3, 4, 5. So bursts also kind of give you the ability to vary how your emissions will look to make it seem more natural. Like if you have a waterfall and you want it to like gain water or lose water depending, and you have different bursts just to make it seem more natural, is a way for the flow of water to be changed. So the third module is shape. So currently it's in a cone, but I can change it to a hemisphere. So you can see that it's no longer kind of shooting out like a fountain. It's kind of shooting in all directions, like horizontally before it goes up. I can make it a sphere, and that way it'll shoot in every direction possible. I can make it an edge or a mesh. If I had a mesh, I don't have one. Or like a box. So this is what the box looks like. It kind of just generates them inside of the shape and then pushes them up because I have that initial start speed. But if I had the speed 0, they would just start in the box and fall down. Cool. So I'm going to go back to cone because I like this kind of radiation fountain that's happening. Angle 25, the radius is 1. I can make the radius like 0.5 to make them a bit closer together on start. And emit it from the base or the shell or the volume, just depending. Cool. So now let's get into color over lifetime. Sorry, I'm skipping a couple of these. I want to make this video as quick as possible, and you guys can look into kind of experimenting with the other modules on your own. But I'm just going to, again, touch upon the most important modules, I think, for using particles. So currently, the color over lifetime, you select it, color popped up. So down here is how you select the color. So I kind of want it to be this yellowish color to begin with. And currently the alpha is at 255, which is full, but I don't really want that. And then I want you, by clicking on top, you can add more alpha channels. So let's make this 0. So it fades in. And then I want it to fade out as well. And put that over there and get another one and make this. There we go. So now it'll be kind of faded when it first creates the particle. And then it will start glowing like the greenish yellow color that I want. And then it'll go back. So as it's hitting the ground and kind of fading over its lifetime, kind of reaching the end of its lifetime, it kind of disappears again. So it's like really strong and then it goes down. I can have it the other way. I can make it go like that so it's invisible and then it comes back. And kind of it kind of gives it that like ghost kind of shape or ghost looking look, but I'm gonna just put that back to 100. Cool. So that's color over lifetime. You can also save these presets. So you can new, and now I have this as a preset for my particles. Cool. So now let's do, you can do color by speed as well, so how fast it's going. But since it has the same velocity throughout, I'm not going to use that. Let's do size over lifetime. So size over lifetime is kind of the same thing. So instead of having it just one curve, I can have a random between two constants or a random between two curves. And the way you edit that is actually up here at the top, you say open editor. And this is the particle system editor within Unity. So here are my two curves. And I'm just going to click on different parts of it. And I'm going to add different key values kind of at random spots. So what I'm doing is right clicking. And I'm going to change these particle values. So, in the beginning, I kind of want it small, and then in the middle, they can be big again, or small to big. So if we look at it over here, you can see. So it can be random from here, and then it gets small, and then it gets bigger. Or we can just keep them large the entire time and not really randomize it. So the largest size that they could be is 2. So this one value up here is just 100%. These are percentages, not actual sizes. So if we went back to the, where is it? The size. So start size, we can make it 6. No, that's too big. 4. So now we can say that it's 4, but then lower this down some ridiculous amount. And lower this and lower this. So now you can see it starts off very small and then can grow to 6 if we wanted it to. So I'm just going to have some kind of random-ish values. To start off with, where it can go small and then gets large. Perfect. So I kind of like the way that looks. Gives it kind of that pulsating vibe for the radiation. Cool. On to the next module. So collision is a cool one. Collision is kind of gives you what you call a secondary particle system if you want it. So what we have are, I want collision in the world, so 3D world. I want the bounce to be 1, so bounce is kind of like a ball. If it hits the ground, how do you want it to affect? Do you want it to pop back up? Or do you want it to like stay on the ground, or however you want your bounce effect to affect the particles? So currently, if I say I want the bounce to be 1, and we look at the demo, you can see, let's make the lifetime a bit longer. Do 8. We can see that it's bouncing up again. Before you couldn't because the lifetime was too short to see any sort of effect, but now we can see there. They're floating again, yay! And they're kind of having this bouncy bounce effect, and they're falling. But I don't really want my acid fog to, or like radiation to kind of bounce that much. So I'm just gonna make it 0.4. There we go. So now it kind of has this glowy, mystic, floaty on the ground effect before it disappears forever. Awesome. So now I'm going to tell you about one cool thing you can do with the collision module is hit send collision messages. So every time that one of the particles will collide with another object, it'll send a message to the system, so that whatever listener you have, it's kind of like the on trigger enter. It's called an on particle collided message. So you just have to have on particles collided, like let's say with your character, and say whatever collider hit the particle, you could then manipulate into saying, like, if the collider has a tag of player, take away from its health. So that's kind of what I did in my example. So I'm just going to check that box and show you how I did that. So the next module I want to talk about is the sub-emitter module. Now the sub-emitter module acts the same way as a particle system. It's an emitter that will emit more particles. So currently you can add this emitter on the birth of a particle, the collision of a particle, or the death of a particle. So each particle that our initial emitter is creating can then have its own emitter to then produce even more particles. So let's add one to the collision. Oh, and currently we can see that wherever the particles are colliding, more particles are being added. This sub-emitter, if we double-click it, we can see that now in our hierarchy, we have this sub-emitter that has been added. And we can edit it just like we did with the original emitter that we created in our particle system. So it has the same modules, and you can change them. We can add a color like this green and make it a bit foggier. So now, instead of 30, let's make it like 3 and 3. There we go. And make the start size like 3 as well. So now we have this kind of green glow effect. Every time a particle hits the ground, it'll release 3 to 5 particles now on the ground. So that's kind of what sub-emitters do. But now let's add even more context to the particle systems. Let's add assets, import package, particle system. So this particle system package comes with Unity. It's part of their standard assets. We're just going to import them. So if you look through the downloaded assets that we just got and click into particle systems, we can see that we have a bunch of new materials that we can use for new particle systems. So new particle system. And so instead of the default particle, I want to use, let's try these flame particles. I'm just like clicking and dragging them. And now you can see some particle effects. We can try dragging this material. So now we see a bunch of smoke particles. And again, it doesn't change the behavior of the particle. It changes the shape, all these different materials. We also have a bunch of scripts, a bunch of shaders, and some textures that those materials were made out of. But now let's delete that and go into prefabs folder. And here's where you can see a lot more of those basic principles that I was showing you earlier at work. So right now we have this explosion. We can see all the different effects within explosion. There's some black trails, some white trails, a fireball, shower of sparks, a shockwave, which I think goes along the ground, and some black smoke. So if we play them all together in our scene, we should see that explosion happen. And of course, the green particles. We also have some afterburner effects, which is used for like cars and stuff, or jets. You can see on the side, like this is what it looks like. And let's see here, turn this one off. So if you were to do like water spraying, that's also an effect you can do. You have steam, so you can see the steam and some smoke. So side by side, they look fairly similar, but it's the modules are slightly different. Yeah, and of course we also have this dust storm, and the dust storm is what I used in that little scene that I showed you earlier. So I used a dust storm. I changed a little bit of the module, so instead of just this brown dust, I changed it to have kind of that yellow color. So I changed it from black to yellow. So now we can see now it looks more like yellow dust. And instead of gray, I also made it a bit more highlight yellow. So there we go. We have yellow acid fog now, you guys. And we can add a collision, turn off internal collisions, and then send a collision message. And that way, if we run into something, we can affect it. So let's try doing that. We'll add another, we'll add a capsule to our scene. Hello, capsule. And this will be our player. Awesome. So we will add a script to this dust storm. A new script. We'll call it attack player. Cool. So it's opening in Visual Studio, so it's taking a little bit of time. And we will pause this effect. Right. So now Visual Studio is open, and we can just go to the attack player script, and all we have to do in order to get it working is, or get the particle system working, is say public void, and then we want on particle collision game object, and this is other. So now whenever it collides with another game object, it'll trigger on particle collisions method. And then we can just, currently, since we don't really have anything in our scene, we can go like debug log, collision with player dot tag. Cool, so now it will post the tag of the player. And let's make this, okay, cool. It has a player tag and it's called player. And if we play it, we should see in the console, oh, you know what? We should see collisions with the player. However, sometimes the particles are, if they're too big, the center of the particle is like really difficult to hit. Any, like, you can't really see where the center of the particle is in order to like collide with the character. So if I add like a larger 3D object, like a sphere, and tagged it player and made it really big, like a 10 by 10 by 10 sphere around the player, and then played, it should, we should see some of the, there we go, collision player, another one hit it, goes again, it keeps going. It's just a matter of these particles are really big. So if we go into the particle system in Dust Storm, we can see that the start size is 15 and the max size is 25. So they're fairly large particles that are being simulated. So yay, now we have interactions with your player. And with particles and making your game look super cool. And yeah, that's just the simple particle effects within Unity. There's a couple more that you can do and If you want to look at how other people have done particle effects, you can go to the store, so the asset store, and I know one cool particle effect is like magic. Realistic, I think it's like realistic magic. Realistic, nothing's typing. Magic. There we go. So all of these are particle system effects. They're all really cool. You can see a bunch of different pictures and a bunch of different effects that you can create all from just simple particles and different textures that they used. So you can go to the store, check out a bunch of other particle effects. These ones are kind of expensive packages, but the store has a lot of cool other types of particle effects that you can do in particle systems. So you can see weather and water, fire. So now you can kind of make your own or go here and you can easily see how some of these people use their particle effect systems, and you can go in and learn more about it. So I hope you enjoyed that video about polishing your game and particles in Unity. Hopefully you guys will incorporate some of these techniques that I showed you. I look forward to seeing all the cool games that y'all make, and see you next week on the Game Dev Show. Bye.